Das Chazal sich nicht über Ches geschlagen, weil wir Yehudim sich die Yivam ist abgehoff auf Ches. Fragt die Gemara, the Mishnah had said, if two sisters fall to two brothers in Yibam, and one of the sisters is usher to one of the brothers in Erva, that brother becomes mutter to the other sister even for Yibam. And the second brother may take neither in Yibam, because to him, each one is the sister of his Zika. Presumably, this is referring even to the case where the sister that was in Erva fell to Yibam first, and then the other sister fell. Now, in that case, why wouldn't we say that the brother who has the Erva issue with the first sister should marry the second sister, and the second brother should then marry the first sister? Since she was mutter, became usher, and now became mutter again, she should be fully mutter. Papa said, the case is where the non-erva sister fell to Yibam first, and that's why the second brother remains also to both sisters. The Mishnah said, a Braisa said, Eliezer says that Beishamai say we don't force them to divorce, and Beishil say that we do. Rav Shimon says that we don't force them to divorce. Rav Abba Shol says that Beishil held a lenient view here and held that we don't force them to divorce. Why? Who does Rav Shimon follow? If he follows Beishamai, he's saying the same thing as Eliezer. If he's following Beishil, he's saying the same thing as Abba Shol. Rav Shimon is saying that Beishamai and Beishil actually don't argue about this, and they agree that we don't force them to get divorced. Mishnah said, "Hoisa achas mihem v'chulu." We had a Mishnah in the last parak that said the same thing. So why do you have to repeat it over here? But it says the previous Mishnah is discussing where there's just one surviving brother, and this Mishnah is discussing where there are two. If we would have just had the last Mishnah, we would say that Yibam is permitted there because there's no concern that it will lead to a second brother doing Yibam. If we would just have this Mishnah, we would say that maybe we allow it only over here because the fact that there's a second brother who does not do Yibam will show people that marrying one of the two sisters of just falling Yibam is typically not permitted. Mishnah said, "Iser mitzvah." This is already taught in the previous Mishnah as well, where it says the last Mishnah taught the halacha regarding the woman. When the woman herself, who is an Isser Mitzvah, the Mishnah teaches regarding the sister of such a woman, we would think that the Isser Mitzvah should be treated as an erva and should permit the other sister for Yibam. We would say that the Rabbanan allowed this to be treated as such to allow the Mitzvah of Yibam to take place. Mishnah said, "Hoisa achas mihen v'chulu." In fact, this is the same case as the earlier Mishnah, only that earlier the case was where one sister was an erva to one brother, and here each sister is an erva to a different brother. The Mishnah says, if we only had the first case, we would think that that only their Yibam is allowed because the fact that the second brother will not be doing Yibam shows that this case is typically Aser. If we were to only have the later case, we would say it's only Mutter in this case because both of them doing Yibam shows that the other sister is an erva to each brother, and that's why it's allowed. Mishnah says, Zuhi Sha'amru V'chulu. In fact, Gemara, what does the Zuhi come to exclude? Zachti Gemara, the case where one sister is an Isser Mitzvah to one and the other sister is an Isser Mitzvah to the other. In fact, Gemara, we already excluded such a case early in the Mishnah when one sister was an Isser Mitzvah to the one brother. Why do you have to refer to it in the case where they're parallel for both brothers? And for the Gemara, we would think that maybe we only don't treat her as a full erva when the second brother has no erva type relationship with any sister, because we have to be concerned that he'll do Yibam here as well. However, when each brother has an Isser Mitzvah relationship, maybe we can treat them as a full erva and allow Yibam. Zakti Gemara, Yehuda Nimi Rav said, all 15 arayos of the first Mishnah can be fit into a situation where there are two sisters who fall to Yibam to two brothers. Each sister is only usher to one of the brothers as an erva of each of the 15 types, with the result that each brother will be mutter to do yibam to the other one of the sisters. Rabbi Yehuda said this only applies from the case of the mother-in-law and forward, but not the first six cases, because the only way to fit the first six cases with this type of situation would be to a daughter born through rape, and the Mishnah is not discussing cases of rape. Abaye said the Mishnah does discuss such cases, and therefore even the first six cases can fit into this setup. However, the case of Eish Tachav Shalaya Be'alami can't fit in to this setup because it can only fit according to Rav Shimon, and the statement of Rav was not meant to include cases of machloikas. Rav Safa said, even Eish Tachav Shalaya Be'alami fits, and it will follow the view of Rav Shimon, and the case will be where there are four brothers, two of which are married to two sisters. The first of those two brothers died, and a fifth brother is born, and one of the previous brothers, not married to a sister, does Yibam. Then the second brother married to the other sister died, and a sixth brother is then born, and the other brother of the original four then does Yibam. Finally, the remaining two of those original four also die without children. That would be the case, and Rav Safa says the Rav is talking about a case of Machlekes also, and therefore it could even fit the case of Eish Tachav Shalaya Be'alami. Zok the Mishnah, if there are three brothers, two of who are married to two sisters, or to a woman and her daughter, or a woman and her granddaughter, and the two brothers then die without children, the surviving brother has to give chalitza but no yibin. Rav Shimon says they don't even require chalitza. If one of these women are usher to the surviving brother as an erva, he's usher to her, but he could even do yibam to the other woman. If one is usher to him as an isser mitzvah or an isser kedusha, they require chalitza, may not be taken in Yibum. Zok Gemara. Bryce says, Rav Shimon says, they're potter based on the pasuk that says, V'isha alach ha'isa lo sikach litzvar. If the sisters become sorrows by falling to the same man for Yibum, neither of them may be taken in Yibum. That's what Rav Shimon says. Mishnah says, ha'isa achan mem chulu. This seems to be, saying the same thing as the last Mishnah. Seems to be very similar. But it says, this is needed to teach that according to Rav Shimon, who says in the previous case that they're fully potter, in this case, one can even be taken in Yibum.